This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a nearly two-year investigation, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his report on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and possible connections to Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The report is in the hands of Attorney General William Barr. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
A source tells the AP Mueller is recommending no further indictments. His team has brought charges against 34 people, including six associates of President Trump and three companies. Mueller has revealed a sweeping criminal effort by Russians to interfere in the 2016 election and showed people connected to the Trump campaign were eager to exploit emails stolen from Democrats. Attorney General William Barr has said he has a vision of two reports, one for the public, one for members of Congress. It's unclear whether President Trump will ask to see the Mueller report and under what circumstances he or his lawyers would be able to see it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democrats are demanding that the full Mueller report be revealed to the public. Here is AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the whole Mueller report and the supporting documentation should be made public, and no fair tipping the White House in advance.
Attorney General Barr must not give President Trump, his lawyers, or his staff any sneak preview of Special Counsel Mueller's findings or evidence.
Schumer says he expects public pressure to ensure the whole report is publicly released. Asked about reports that Mueller, who has issued 37 indictments, isn't planning any more, the New York Democrat says until the report is published, it's too soon to say anything about it. Warren Levinson, New York.
There are indications the Justice Department may be ready to release the Mueller report's main findings later today. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can visit voanews.com online or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed fighters say they've liberated all of Baghouz in northeast Syria, the last bit of ground held by the Islamic State. It happened after a wave of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, though there could still be IS fighters hiding in a complex system of caves and tunnels. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden spoke about that this morning.
SDF officials have said that the tunnels may run for more than 2 kilometers underground. There was concerns that some of the tunnels might even run all the way into Iraq, underground, into neighboring Iraq, allowing ISIS fighters perhaps to escape or to bring in more supplies, which may have been one of the reasons that they were able to hold out for so much longer than anybody expected.
Selden also talked about the fear of an IS reemergence.
While the caliphate may be destroyed, the fight against ISIS as a terrorist group, as an insurgency, is far from over. A senior defense official said just a little while ago that there are tens of thousands of IS fighters and supporters spread across Syria and Iraq. Many of them are already operating as part of insurgency, and many more are existing as part of sleeper cells waiting to activate.
But again, the headline, the city of Baghouz in Syria has fallen, and the Islamic State caliphate is now an empty phrase. A group of experts met in Geneva this week to examine the issue of human genome editing and decided at this point it would be irresponsible to engage in it. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Late last year, a Chinese scientist created an international storm when he announced he had created the first gene-edited babies. He said he had edited the DNA of the twin girls to protect them from HIV. The WHO panel warns this procedure is too risky and should not be attempted before a system of strong rules governing this technique are established. Co-chair of the advisory committee, Margaret Hamburg, says the group has agreed on a set of core principles. She says the panel recommends WHO create a registry for human genome editing research. Under this system, she says scientific work in these technologies would be registered in a transparent way.
That was Lisa Schlein from Geneva for VOA. Somali militant group al-Shabaab has launched another complex terrorist attack in the capital, Mogadishu. A car bomb explosion targeted a building housing two government ministries, not far from the headquarters of Mogadishu's regional police. A second blast was reported minutes later in the same area. It, too, was said to be a car bomb in a vehicle believed to have been used by armed gunmen. There have been reports of gunfire at the building housing the two ministries. For more news, once again, you can go online to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.